Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, the game, hour number two. NWA 75 this weekend in St. Louis, and then they come to Nashville for 2 days of TV tapings, NWA Power. And to talk more about that, we say hello to Kyle Davis. He is an announcer and the ring announcer for NWA, the National Wrestling Alliance. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I hope everybody's doing fantastic and finding themselves a little less buried than I am currently. We just got back from Worlds of Vampire Tour with the Smashing Pumpkins. We have National Wrestling Alliance action going on in between the bands performing. One day in between, now St. Louis, then Nashville. I guess it's good to be busy with a career and a job, but at the same time, oof, entertainment takes a lot out of you.
I'm sure it does. And Billy Corgan joined us yesterday. And, you know, talked about wrestling and then that he's turning around and going to be back here in the Nashville area in a couple weeks with the Smashing Pumpkins. So I know it keeps you all busy.
Keeps us very busy. And like I said, it's fantastic. I mean, the National Wrestling Alliance, we're about to celebrate our 75th year in existence. There's been ups, there's been downs, but we are back. We're in the modern era with Billy Corgan by our side. Thankfully, the man's a giant wrestling fan, not just a rock star. And when, you know, you or I have a hobby, we can only do so much, but Rockstar is going to Rockstar. He bought a professional wrestling company, decided to run with it, and I get to be a part of that. And the Nashville crowds will get to be a part of that, too, as we do a TV taping there on this coming Monday and Tuesday coming up. So I'm really happy to be a part of that because, A, it means I'm not in St. Louis anymore, and that means we had two successful pay-per-views. But, B, it's one day closer to me getting to hang out with people and having a real life again.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's start with NWA 75, though, a two-night show in St. Louis, as you mentioned, a stacked card that, you know, of course, is highlighted by a world championship match is Tyrus defends against EC3, which will be awesome. But how excited are you for not only to see these current superstars of the National Wrestling Alliance, but also to celebrate 75 years?
Listen, if I could have a relationship that lasts 75 years in my life, I'd be so damn lucky. But unfortunately, it's not happened so far. So the best I could do is the NWA and my relationship with this brand. 75 years is a long time. You know, historically, a lot of people are like the National Wrestling Alliance. I remember that from when I was younger in the South. And the crazy thing about the NWA is it is the precursor to, you know, WWE bridged off of it. And then WCW had bridged off it. ECW had bridged off it. So everything kind of, if you go back to history having a place, the National Wrestling Alliance was a giant catalyst for modern professional wrestling. So we have the old mixing with the new, and it's fantastic to see legends that I remember seeing once upon a time. And just, I have moments where I go, I can't believe I just, you know, run my mouth to Ricky Morton like he's one of my buddies backstage. And, you know, we got to work with Flair and all these things. Unfortunately, you know, as time goes on, we all get a little bit older, and, you know, we just lost former NWA World's Heavyweight Champion Terry Funk yesterday. And it's just one of those things where in the moment, being a guy who was, for all intents and purposes, a failed professional wrestler, became a broadcaster and ring announcer and a guy who helps run a professional wrestling company, it's really nice to be able to hang out with people that I grew up on, people I respect, and help shape the future of professional wrestling with the young people that come in today.
Kyle Davis, NWA, is with us. NWA Power will have its TV tapings here in Nashville. NWATix.com is where you can go to get tickets there. But they'll, as he talked about, celebrate 75 years of the National Wrestling Alliance. Kerry Morton is on the card as well. And how cool is it to see, a third-generation superstar? Obviously, his dad, Ricky Morton, had a tremendous Hall of Fame career. But now to see Kerry Morton in the ring, what's that like?
Obnoxious. Gary Morton runs around, and we were in Australia doing a tour of Australia, and there was just something that happened where it clicked with him, where he just all of a sudden came into his own and said, you know, I'm the future of professional wrestling. I should act like it, to the chagrin of most of us. It's pretty amazing just to see such a young kid. He's been in the wrestling industry about 3 years right now. But, you know, some people are like, I think it might be genetic. There's something in his blood. Pro wrestling is in that kid's blood because of Ricky Morton, part of the Rock and Roll Express throughout the entire Southern Hemisphere back in the day and the rest of the world. Legendary tag team wrestler. His son's running as a junior heavyweight right now, trying to put on a little weight maybe afterwards. But we'll see what happens. He's defending the championship at NWA 75 against Colby Carino, another second-generation wrestler. And that's the great thing about the National Wrestling Alliance. We have that legacy. We have the old meets the new. as we like to say, it's where history lives and legends are forged. And then at 75, one of the big opportunities there is the world title will be on the line as Tyrus, a guy who a lot of people might know from Fox News, a big man, has decided that he wants to live up to expectations, that he put his title on the line and his career on the line in a bull rope match against EC3, a man who also drew a name for himself in the Nashville area at TNA back in the day. So this one has ramifications for many, 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 many months to come, possibly years to come. And we're hoping everybody can be a part of it. You can't be there live and in person in St. Louis. Of course, order at fight.tv. Watch it on any streaming device from the comfort of your home or wherever the heck you are. And I'd love to see a couple people in Nashville for the TV tapings at Skyway Studios on Monday and Tuesday coming up right there. It's a little bit different. We're that old school mentality. So if you watch things on TV, sometimes you're like, that's a lot of pyro. That's a lot of production. That's a lot of pomp. That's a lot of circumstance. We are a throwback studio wrestling program, much like you might have tuned in at noon on a Saturday or at 6:05 on or anything like that, depending on where you were in the world. It's got a vibe unlike anything else that's going on in professional wrestling today. Whether you call it nostalgia, feel good, whatever it is, we want people to be a part of it. And that is, of course, going around Monday, August 28th and Tuesday, August 29th. Intimate studio setting. You get to see some of the future stars of wrestling today.
In NWA Power in Nashville, Kyle Davis is with us. Now, you're also the ring announcer. I got to do this one time, and it was like one of the coolest things that I've ever gotten to do, standing in the ring and announcing guys before a match. So how much fun are you having with that role?
I stumbled into it. like I said, I was a failed pro wrestler, and then I became a broadcaster. And then one day, they're like, we need somebody to do ring announcing. And so I got thrown to the wolves on that. It's nice. It's a part of the presentation of it, and it really gets people fired up if you do it right. It's also how I end up on stage at Smashing Pumpkins concerts in front of so many freaking people just staring out into the distance of fans, pitching them to go see the wrestling that's going on during the show. I don't know if you ever found this out, but sometimes we all have dreams and hopes and things and aspirations that we want to do with our lives, and they might not work out. And it turns out they don't work out because you're forcing something that you just weren't supposed to do. I truly believe that all of us might have something that we either fight against or are aware of, or may not even be aware of, that once we run with that is where we find our success and our contentment. And it turns out I can talk. And what better way to have a career than talking to a microphone and just say things boisterously and loud in front of people? I think you get that. You're in radio.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's nice to have a platform and a forum to be able to make a connection with people. We had a podcast for a while there, Billy Corrigan, myself, and Joe Galley, the other person helps run the National Wrestling Alliance behind the scenes with me. And we were promoting Smashing Pumpkins albums. And it's just one of those things where every week I realize how ridiculous life is. And all it is because somebody one day went, yeah, you might not be the athletic. You might not be the biggest guy. You might not be the tallest guy. But you could talk, and that's a life right there. So, yeah, the National Wrestling Alliance is a hell of a place. I used to wrestle there back in 2009 and 2010 when it was just a shell of what it is today, in the dark era, as I like to say, where, you know, people might not have realized it existed. And so we're getting that concept and everything of going back. Now that I'm bald and middle-aged, very funny to me that sometimes every now and then somebody like, wait a second, you were that guy? So, yeah, so NWA has given a bunch of us a home, and Billy Corgan sees things and talent that some people might not. And to be given a platform to build, to wrestle, to give entertainment to the fans is what we're here for. And I can't wait to be a part of that in St. Louis over the next couple of days and then be in Nashville for our TV tapings on the 28th and 29th.
How important, Kyle, is it that, you know, you talk about that, you look at this card for NWA 75, for instance, and there are a lot of established stars on that card that we've seen, you know, in other promotions for over the years, but then there are some wrestlers that maybe people don't know as well. But to have that balance between the up-and-comers and the established stars as you build a company.
It's super important because you need to have something that people can connect with without even really trying. Something where they see a name and they go, Chris Adonis. I remember him. He was the masterpiece, Chris Masters in WWE. Tyrus was in WWE as well. A big Fox News person right there. We have a number of people on the show that have had wrestling experience throughout the entire world over the last 30 years. And that's just getting the foot in the door. It's a gateway of sorts where you're like, you want a taste? This is something. And then once you're there, you might discover, I had no idea these other people were in the world, and I want to see them. Like, you know, Matt Cardona is one of the most entertaining people I've ever known, has made a name for himself through professional wrestling. But every time somebody gets in the ring with Matt Cardona, that gives somebody else attention that they never would have got if they hadn't gotten in there. Our NWA World Women's Champion, Camille, has been champion for over 800 days now, defends it constantly. Just filmed a movie that I don't think we could really talk about, but people will be seeing that in the very near future. It's so important to have that. I was just at several concerts over the last several days. I'd never heard of Rival Sons before. It's not my genre. But I went to go see the Smashing Pumpkins, who I work for, and I discovered the Rival Sons. Professional wrestling's just like that. Everything. If you can get somebody in the door with something they recognize that they're like, I want to see that, there's a good chance that they might discover something else along the way that gets them there too.
Well, it's going to be awesome. NWA Power at Skyway Studios, Monday, August 28th, Tuesday, August 29th. You can get your tickets, nwatix.com. Kyle, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for doing this, and good luck in St. Louis. We'll see you in Nashville coming up on Monday.
Thank you so much. Keep on doing what you're doing, fans. We hope to see you there. NWATix.com. That's NWATix.com. And every week, Tuesday, 6:05, you can catch us on YouTube. Go to nationalwrestling.com and the YouTube page right there. And you will be able to see wrestling excitement, wrestling as it's meant to be, every week, 6:05, when you want to see it live, or watch it anytime afterwards.
Awesome. Great stuff. Thanks, Kyle. Kyle Davis joining us from NWA, the National Wrestling Alliance. He can talk. That's a personality. Got to have that for sure. NWATix.com. Coming up next, we'll talk to Joe Dubin at the bottom of the hour. He's at MTSU practice. We'll check in on that and also just talk some different sports with him. Could we see all three quarterbacks play for the Titans tomorrow? We'll discuss that next. Chase McKay, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.